We sure are thankful this morning to see all of you here with us for our Sunday morning service, and appreciate you helping us singing, and I do appreciate the good prayer of Brother Ronnie this morning. Brother Ronnie was telling me that his knees was not as young as they was the day he was born. A lot of us have knee problems. I think the problem is our knees are the same age we are.
Yeah.
Seemed like a long time ago I didn't hear of people having so many problems with their knees. And you know, we had to crawl and pick cotton and do a lot of things on our knees then that we can't do now. You know, somebody said one time that it's impossible to pray unless you're on your knees. And personally, I think that's a mistake to make that mistake. I don't believe the dying thief was on his knees on the cross.
Yeah.
And I know God heard his prayer. The two men went in the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And I know God heard the prayer of the publican because the Bible said he went down to his house justified rather than the self-righteous Pharisee. This morning, I was thinking about a little while ago something about somebody said one time that they preached out of the Old Testament all the time. And I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that but I remember what Paul said. He said he had made us able ministers of the New Testament. But I say this morning, when you're preaching the New Testament, you're preaching the old, and when you're preaching the old, you're preaching the new. Now I want to look this morning at the book of Isaiah chapter 43. I remember when I was 43 years of age. Been a while ago. This is Isaiah chapter 43. Where he says, "But now thus saith the Lord." Now, when the Lord speaks, it pays to listen. Y'all ever seen people that just was interesting to talk to? There are people that just have something to say. And then there's maybe some of us, we say something because we want to say something. I think there's a difference. "But now, thus saith the Lord." Now, he has something to say. The next thing he said is that created thee. We all remember back in the book of Genesis where it says, "And God took dust and formed man." When you talk about a mystery, God could take dust and form a man. He didn't form just a little baby. He formed a man. Obviously a full-grown man. You know, you think about God. He said, "My ways are not your ways, neither your ways my ways. As high as the heavens is above the earth, so are my ways above your ways." Heaven must be a long way from here. So he said, "That created thee." Now he says, "O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I'll call thee by thy name, thou art mine." Y'all ever have any problem remembering names? I do, and I could do a better job than what I do at remembering names. Somebody the other day, this man and this lady, I said to him, "How are you doing?" And I called his name, and the lady said, "You don't know my name, and you've been knowing me longer than you have him." And I was stunned, because really, to start with, I couldn't think of her name. But I didn't tell her. I thought of it a little later. But I want to tell you, God does not forget names. You know, there's a way to remember things. I never have gone through that, but I've heard of it and heard people talk about a way to remember things. Sometimes you can associate something with something else. I do that sometimes. I remember long years ago when Brother Robert Sanders was living. He was telling me about somebody being in the hospital, and I said, "Well, I'll go see him." And he told me what room they was in. And I said, "Well, I'll never remember that room number." He said, "Yes, you can. Just remember what a friend we have in Jesus. 237 in this hymn book." And you know, I've been doing that ever since he told me that. That was a great blessing. 237, what a friend we have in Jesus. And it says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." You know, there was a time when there was people who were slaves, and I would imagine still in our world today, there's people that like we call slaves. You know, when I was growing up, I felt like a slave in a way. I had to work, work, work. It was just work, work, work. Now, my family would tell you it wasn't work with me, that I was a lazy. But we had to work. We didn't think anything about it. I wasn't a slave, but sometimes you kind of felt like it. You know, slavery, you had somebody to tell you every move, evidently. I thank God today we're not slaves to God. I redeemed, I called thee, thou art mine. I don't mind belonging to somebody like God. I wouldn't want to be sold on a slave block to some wealthy man on earth and him to mistreat and abuse me. Okay, you don't have to worry about God abusing you and mistreating you. There may be somebody on earth will mistreat you and abuse you, but not God. There may be somebody on earth that doesn't love you, but God loves you. You remember what He said, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Don't you all enjoy being around loving kindness? Because an old hymn talks about loving kindness. And loving kindness, oh how sweet. And if you love the things of the Spirit this morning, you know what that tells me? You're a child of God. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruits of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and meekness and faith and temperance and brotherly kindness. These things are the fruits of the Spirit. If you have them in you this morning, you may be facing the other side, as Brother Ronnie prayed in his prayer this morning. And you know some of us, we are all going to face that, no doubt, if Jesus don't come back, and a lot of us are going to face it soon. But I tell you, there is peace in even leaving this world if you have Jesus in your life. And you have the fruits of the Spirit, and you've been trying to follow Him and obey Him and keep His commandments. And you know, the commandments of God are not grievous. There's nothing wrong with the commandments of God. I was thinking yesterday about the children of Israel when Moses went up in the mountain again for the commandments of God. Before he ever reached back down, the children of Israel had made a golden calf and danced around that dead calf that couldn't see, smell, taste, hear in the field, and said, "This be the God delivered us." They had broken the commandment of God, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And I wonder this morning how many of God's people have got other gods before them. How many of us rejoice this morning that God said, "I have redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine"? And say, that's not all of it. You know, He didn't buy us with silver and gold. I see now all the time where these people are gathering up in these towns and they're buying silver and gold. I don't know what's behind all that. They may know something we don't know. Maybe they know silver and gold is going to go up and go up and go up after a while, and they'll try to buy it all up, and then they'll get to make a whole lot out of it. I don't know. I want to tell you this, we're not bought with silver and gold. Not like we think of silver and gold in this world, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God. John saw Him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." You know what world that was? The world of John 3:16. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I want to tell you, I don't have a son this morning. I can love yours, but if I had one, I wouldn't want to hang him on the cross. But Jesus suffered His Son to die on the cross, a cruel death. And He did it all for me, and I ought to appreciate it this morning. I tell you, it was kind of tough last night running that clock up an hour and losing an hour's sleep. But I tell you, if the Lord willing, I'm going to get it back tonight. And tomorrow morning, I won't even set the alarm, I don't imagine. Now, I have got a doctor's appointment at 11 o'clock Tuesday morning, the best I remember, and I'm already dreading that, to be at the doctor's office by 11 o'clock. And I tell you what, next Sunday morning I'll be 148 miles from my house, and did you know what? I'll be at church, the Lord willing, by 10:30. 148 miles from my house, and it looked like I just couldn't make it here this morning. But oh, we sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus." And then we drag around with the things of God. I want to tell you, we should be about that and about the Father's business this morning. Because He said, "I have redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine." You want to know this morning how God's got your name written down? I don't know exactly, but He knows where it is and how it is, and nobody's going to erase it out. And I want to tell you, in the morning of the resurrection, He's going to call and we're going to answer. But thank God, somewhere in my past life and in your past life, I believe we heard the voice of the Son of God, and you're born again. You're not born over, you're born into the family of God. There may be people this morning who are dissatisfied with their earthly family. What about you all this morning? Are you satisfied with your earthly family? I didn't see but one shake their head, no. I didn't see anybody. I'm satisfied this morning. You're all satisfied with your earthly family. Did you have a good mother and father? I did. Oh, I can tell you one thing. When I was a child, they were the most ignorant people I ever saw in my life. I thought they didn't know anything. I want to tell you, give me a few more years and I found out they knew a whole lot more than I even know today. I'll tell you one thing, God bless my dad to feed 15 of us some way or another. You tell me how that happened. Only God can explain it. I don't imagine my father could really explain it. And sometimes get up on Sunday morning and go to church, and maybe in the back in the olden days had to walk, but did it without complaining or murmuring. Never owned a new automobile in his life, but he had a way to go. He had 2 feet, and God blessed him to walk a many a mile. I was thinking about this morning, back in those olden days, I've got a book at home about Elder Thompson, how he traveled back in the olden days by horseback, and did it without complaining and murmuring, spending the night anywhere he could get a place to spend the night. And I want to tell you, he didn't complain because he didn't have a new suit of clothes. He just thanked God it was as well as it was with him. I believe old brother Elder Thompson this morning is singing in the very paradise of God. I couldn't help but think about this morning as we were singing. You know, you think about things all the time. As we were singing, I thought about a funeral I went to last Monday morning. A lady that was 68 years young. And I can just see her sitting in the congregation of the saints of God singing now. I don't ever remember seeing a lady in my life. Anybody else could sing all over them more than she could. I mean, when she would sing, she just got into it. And you could watch if you wanted to or not. It was amazing to me to see her sing. And I saw that lady lying there last Monday morning. I believe she was right there in the casket with Jesus Christ, our Savior. I'm talking about as far as Him watching over that body. And oh, it was sad for that family. She had 2 sons, and I did the wedding for both of her sons. And I walked up to one of them's wife Monday morning, and I said, "You don't know me." And she said, "No." Can you believe forgetting the man who performed your wedding ceremony? I couldn't believe it. And I said, "I hadn't seen you since your wedding." "Oh, you're the man who did our wedding." I'm going to tell you, she may forget me, and I'll tell you, I may forget her, but Jesus said, "I'm going to remember you." Hey, that's wonderful this morning to talk about Jesus. Don't you enjoy talking about Him? You run into somebody and they're complaining and murmuring like I do sometimes. I told somebody the other day, I said, if you want to hear somebody complain and murmur, call me, because I've got license. I know how. I went to school to learn how to complain. But I'll tell you this morning, I need to give thanks unto God. And everything by prayer and supplication, let your request be known unto God. He said, "I redeemed thee, I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Now listen to this one, thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." I want to tell you, when I was coming down here, when I left home on Friday afternoon to come down here, it was about 5:45. And it was storming, the rain was coming down. And I went out and got in my van, had an old coat over me, and I was already wet, and I got in the van, I thought about something I had to go back in the house for. And I got out and went back in. And by the time I got out again in that car, I was seeing like I was soaking wet. And you know what I was saying all the time? "When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee." What a blessing to know that verse in Isaiah chapter 43. What are you talking about? 2 men drowned the other day. Where was God? He's where He's always been. Oh, it was sad. But I want to tell you, the same thing could have happened to me many times in my lifetime. I remember fishing one day with a man much older than I was and over near Milledgeville and that huge lake over there, Sinclair. And we was in a homemade boat, and we heard it thunder way yonder, and we said we might go to the other side. It's a long way and we'll beat the cloud there. But on the day we didn't start across that lake until the waves were beyond anything you could imagine. I'm sitting on the front seat and I'm so shaken I can hardly sit there. I doubt there was even a life jacket in the boat. And yes, there was. Jesus was there. I'll never forget that day. And I remember getting to the other side and I said to him, "Did you know what you're doing coming across that lake?" And he said, "No, I didn't." Not a word of praise to Jesus. And I tell you, brother, God delivered us across that lake. I could have gone down easily and been gone from here. But God spared my life. I remember another time I bought an old boat. I always wanted a boat and a motor with it to go to the river fishing. And I bought one for $150 and I didn't know it was leaking and pouring water. So there was two men in the river one day fishing, and I called them and I said, "Will you all come out about 12 o'clock and meet me and just crank the motor up and show me how to drive it?" And so he did, and he got made a lick around or two in the river, and it was about half full of water. But he said, "I tell you what you do, when you start up this river, pull the plug out the back and the water run out." And I pulled the plug out and the water's running in rather than running out. And they didn't know there's a tree all across the river and there's just a little place for the boat to go through. And you know what? God helped me guide that boat through that place. And somehow or another I made it. Don't tell me this morning there's not a God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. I'm not saying that's the kind of water you're talking about. I'm talking about the waters that many of you all are going through this morning. Some of you all this morning know sorrows I know nothing about. But I want to tell you, I may know them before I leave here. You didn't have to bear your troubles alone and burdens alone. Jesus is going to be right there with you. "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Don't you know somebody you love, you'll do something for them? You'll stand by the bedside day and night and do everything you can for them. I've seen you all do that in your lifetime. Many of you, without complaining and murmuring. But I want to tell you, you couldn't have done it without Jesus, our Savior. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I, the Lord thy God, am with thee." That's where it's all at. I, the Lord thy God. Do you have a God this morning? I'm talking about a real God, a live God. One that knows all, every person on earth, whether it belongs to him or not. Somebody said, "Yeah, wait a minute, I was going to say to the goats and that morning of the resurrection, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you." He doesn't know them like he knows the sheep, but thank God he knows the sheep. You all look like sheep to me this morning. If you are, you know what that means? Paradise is going to be your home. When it's all over here, you're going to live in a land where you'll never grow old. Heaven must be a beautiful place. It's made for the pure and the free. You know how we are pure and free this morning? Because of Jesus our Savior. Nobody's going to ever carry him to Pilate's court again. Nobody's going to ever carry him to the cross again. I'm thinking riding this way this morning, Jesus doesn't even know when the resurrection is going to be. That's my understanding. Listen, now you have lost it now. Why don't you just go ahead and sit down? You mean Jesus doesn't know when the resurrection is going to be? Well, listen to what he says. "No man knows the day and the hour, no, not even the Son of Man." I want to tell you, God knows. As God, Jesus knows everything. He doesn't need to know when he's coming back. God knows. And at the appointed time, he's going to descend from heaven with a shout. Let me tell you something, folks. We ought to be happy. Somebody said, you can't be happy in the condition I'm in. I want to tell you about an experience I thought about coming down the road this morning. Y'all ever think? I do all the time. Sometimes I think about things I have no business thinking about probably. But I was thinking this morning riding down here about a man passed away last year my age. I went to see him several times. And he said to me one day, "It looks like they're not going to be able to do anything for me this time." A few years ago he passed away, his heart stopped and he just quit breathing. They shocked him back to life and he lived a few years. Then this time he said, "Looks like they're not going to be able to do anything for me." But he said, "I'm ready to go. It's been a smooth ride." Can you say that this morning? This man seemed to have so much peace within him. You know where that peace comes from? And from Jesus our Savior. Jesus said, "In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, and me you shall have peace." I'm telling you, folks, we're going to need him one of these days, whether we need him this morning or not. That old hymn said, "All he requireth is that you feel your need of him." Don't you feel your need of him this morning? Don't you trust in him? Don't you feel like without him I can't do anything? That's what Jesus said, "Without me ye can do nothing." But the apostle said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." He says, "If you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you might say to this mountain, be thou removed yonder hence, and it would be so." I'm so glad this morning Jesus said, "I will deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven, thou shalt no evil touch thee." That's what Job said. David said, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." I love to think about the little boy that asked his pastor one day. He said, "Pastor, If Jesus died for us, why did we have to die? And the pastor didn't know how to answer the little boy. You ever had a question asked of you you didn't know how to answer? And the pastor didn't know how to ask the little boy, but one day they was out and the pastor saw this 18-wheeler and he said, "Son, had you rather an 18-wheeler to run over you with a shatter?" And the little boy said, "The shatter. But you know, that's all death is, the shatter. Though I walk to the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." I was thinking about that rainbow we saw the other afternoon. How many of you all saw it? Many of you, I know you did. It was beautiful, and people have mentioned to me since that day. You know, somebody asked me that night, "What does that rainbow mean?" And I thought about what God told Noah. "I'll put my bow in the cloud, and as long as the earth remains, there'll be seed time and harvest, day and night, summer, winter, cold, and heat shall not cease." And I thought about that rainbow, God remembering His covenant. Let me tell you, God's remembering us this morning. "When thou comest into thy kingdom, remember me." And Jesus said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." My, what wonderful words that was. I'm so glad He's alive and alive forevermore. The grave couldn't hold Him. I'm going to tell you, the grave can't hold us either. Let me tell you, when I go to the cemetery yonder at Cool Springs, and I go once in a while, the other day I took me a pad and I just wrote down some of the dates of some of the people there, my own relatives that passed away. And I want to tell you, every day of my life I miss those people in that part of the country. Every last one of them since I was born. And remember, this morning I just like to remember them, but I miss every one of them. But I want to tell you, we're going to live together in the paradise of God. I love to tell people, if you don't like me and love me, you need to start. Because if you're going to heaven and I'm going to heaven, you're going to have to put up with me for eternity. Won't that be something? Y'all didn't like that saying. I can look at you and tell you didn't. Yes, you did. We're going to live together forever. I want to tell you, sometimes I think about that. There's a lady in our community I call once in a while. She lives by herself. And I get to thinking about her. I asked her here a while back, I called and I said, "Does somebody check on you every day?" And she said, "No." And you know, I thought, frankly, what you ought to do is call that lady every day. Let her know you, but I don't do it. I'm going to tell you who I believe sat right in that house with that lady is Jesus, our Savior. Isn't it good to sing this morning, "Never Alone"? "To know when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I, the Lord thy God, am with thee. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia in secret, a favor for thee." I tell you, it's wonderful to never be alone. These highways are dangerous. Yesterday, I was listening to the scanner in my house, and I heard this deputy. You talk about a frightening voice. He was chasing some man going up the interstate on the wrong side of the road. It was awful to hear his voice. You could just hear his voice, the fright. He said, "I'm backing off. He's going to kill somebody." And they chased this man on through Long Street. And finally, I understand the man wrecked finally in Hawkinsville. And had two little babies in there with him, two children in the car with him. And then I heard him call for a helicopter, and the lady said, "There's one already on the way." I don't know how bad it was. And then I saw some people yesterday afternoon said he ran them off the road yesterday. It's a dangerous world out there. But I want to tell you, brother, in heaven, the highway is going to be smooth. They're talking about now 16, they're going to repave it. And I learned yesterday they're just going to repave one side of it. You know, there's one side that's rough and one smooth. I love to ride on the smooth side, but I drive so slow, every time I look in my mirror, somebody's behind me, and they want me to get over. I was on the wrong side one day, about a year ago. You know, nobody was hardly on the interstate, and I was going to get off at the next exit. They kept coming to my house, and this lady pulled up beside me on the right side. Brother Woody knows this. I told him about it. This lady pulls up beside me on the right side, and she starts yelling and screaming. I didn't know what she was saying. The windows were up, and I wasn't about to let them down. And I just kept riding along smooth. I didn't know what in the world the lady's going to do. I don't know if she belonged to God or not. I don't tell you, she wasn't acting like it. If she'd have come up behind me, I'd have got over on the other side. And so somebody finally come behind us, and I would speed up, and I get in front of her, and then she gets on the left side of me, right beside of me. And then she finally goes around, and I try to get her tag number, but I missed it. I called the sheriff one day. This had been a year or two ago, but I called the sheriff one day and I said, when you get a chance, come to my house. And I gave him that number and he called it. And he said, we can't, it's not a number. You didn't get the right number or something. I was so sad. I wanted her punished. He said, I'll talk to that lady myself because he knows me and he thinks a lot of me. I knew him too. They don't bother me in Twist County because I don't bother them. The other day I was going to get my sausage to cook for this morning and they was up at 358. There was more law there than you got in Atlanta, Georgia. You've never seen so much law in your life. I pulled up and they said, let me see your license. I show them to them and said, go ahead. And I said, I'm going right back through there and see what they'll do to me. After I got my sausage. So I pulled up and the man standing there, it was raining, but he didn't care. He had his raincoat on. Would you all come to church this morning in your raincoat? He's standing at a checking license with his raincoat. I said, you just checked me. You want to check me again? He wasn't the one checking me, but he took my word. He said, where are you going? I said, 3 miles from here, where I've been living for 39 years plus a lot. I told him exactly how old I was. He couldn't believe I'd lived in the same house all these years. But you know they let me go because I wasn't doing anything wrong, but they're pulling them over. Listen, brother, I don't want any problem with the laws of this land. I don't want any problem with God. He's been good to me. Why can I just say, I don't want anything to do with you, Lord? How can I, such a thing as him spewing you out of his mouth. I don't want him to do that to me. You know what he said? I would you were cold or hot. For if you need a cold or hot, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You say, well, that don't correspond to what you all preach. You all preach that once saved, always saved. You better believe it, folks. I want to tell you, if you can be lost, if anybody can be lost, it'll be me. I'll guarantee you. But I don't believe you can be lost. But there is such a thing as God spewing us out of his mouth when it comes to this fellowship and this life. You need to walk the straight and narrow path. I may not be doing it, but I can tell you, I want to see you doing it. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And few that be that find it. That's not talking about heaven. Broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. Many that be which go in thereat. I don't want to be in that way. I want to be in that straight and narrow path. It's a difficult path. It's not impossible. But I want to tell you, I believe we've got to remember Jesus. He remembers us. We sing that song, Remember Me. We don't sing it now like they did when I was a little child. I could hear them old brethren in the house of God singing it. Remember Me. It's a good old song. I love that old hymn. I sat by my Savior and looked on his face. Isn't it wonderful to sit by Jesus? I imagine this morning a lot of people in this world, a lot of people will be so thankful just to sit by him, just to be seen with him. I want to be seen with Jesus. I want to keep his commandments. I want to do his will. I want to talk to him. I just want to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. And I've said it so many times in my life. I know you have. And I believe he hears our prayer. May the Lord bless you all is my prayer.